Thankful. I'm not very into Thanksgiving. I never have been. I don't like the food. I eat the food, whatever. But I'm just not into Thanksgiving at all. There's something about it where it just feels like the same day on repeat over and over again. Go to some random family member's house, eat a bunch of food, hear a bunch of people capitulate about random shit, watch kids run around over and over and over again. I've been doing this for 43 years. But I am thankful. I have an incredible family that is just absolutely perfectly designed for me. I have an incredible partner, and she makes me laugh every single day. I have the best kid in the world who is just so funny, and just so true to herself. Just even when I'm pissed off, I'm like, yep, you're just, you are who you are. So grateful for her. My job, of course, like, there's very few people that get to do what they love every single day. And I am fortunate enough to do that. We always talk about the Venn diagram of, you know, what are you good at? What's someone willing to pay you for? And what do you like to do? And I hit the jackpot. I have some incredible friends that are both near and far. And in sobriety, my friendships have become stronger, which they're less surface level. They're less like, let's go to the bar and then I won't see you for 6 months. It's more like, if I don't see you for 6 months, like some of my friends that are in San Diego and LA, in Germany, we have a bond and a friendship that transcends, you know, any sort of drunken debauchery or anything like that. They're genuinely meaningful friendships that add real value to my life. Speaking of which, I'm going to see a ton of my friends that I haven't seen since January. And I'm extremely grateful for that, even if I don't want to travel. And even if they sort of strong-armed me into taking this trip to Switzerland. But I should be, there's not a lot of people that get to go to Switzerland, let alone doing it on somebody else's dime. So thanks to my employer for paying for this trip and making it possible. And you know, I'm grateful for this journey that is life. I have learned so much, in these 43 years, and I have grown as a person, and also I think grown as a person without compromising on who I am. So, you know, giving myself grace and, you know, being like beating myself up less over my mistakes than I used to. Expecting perfection in everything. I still have my perfectionist tendencies, but I am much more accommodating to my imperfections, I guess. Sarah is going to be making an awesome Thanksgiving meal. And we get to just kind of spend time as a little tiny family unit instead of going anywhere else. So I'm extremely grateful for that because they're the only two that I really want to hang out with. And maybe last, but definitely not least, I'm just so grateful for our dogs. I think we got Willie when I was sort of on sabbatical from the podcast. Willie has just been an absolutely, like, just, I fucking love this dog so goddamn much. Like, he is just the cutest little fucking pug. He's just the most adorable little quirky little dude that just wants to love on you and watch some National Geographic. I just love him so fucking much. And then Zoe is like, I'm in a world of pugs. I'm not really a fan. I'm going to make the best of it. And she's our little emo teenager. And then Penny's just this helpless little traumatized rescue dog, just trying to make it through life and be a little less traumatized. And, you know, we're trying to give her that life as well. And I love all three of our dogs so, so much. Anyway, hope you all have a great Thanksgiving. If you're listening to this afterwards, hope you had a great one, and take some time off, spend it with family, friends, spend it however you want. Fuck people if you don't like them. But yeah, grateful for anyone who's out there listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.